Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Wednesday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today we are in the middle of my sixth week of teaching on the subject of God wants you well. I tell you, that's powerful. And I've got all of these materials. This book has seen hundreds, maybe thousands of people healed by believing these truths that are in this book. And I've put this book into a study guide. Inside of this study guide is everything that's in this book, plus it's got questions written out with scriptures that you look up, and it's got a data CD in the front of the book that you can print out all of these questions. And it's specifically designed to teach Bible studies or Sunday school classes so that you could take these truths and share them with other people. You know, I know that every one of you have friends that you know who are sick, or if they aren't sick, they've got relatives, they've got kids, they've got somebody. Everybody deals with this. You could start a Bible study and just go through. And you know, even if you don't agree with everything, I think it would still be beneficial for you to sit down and just go to discussing it and bring these things out. I believe that God could use this, and I really encourage you to please get all of these materials. It's been powerful. I've been talking about reasons why people are not healed. And the first one I talked about is that they have to have some degree of faith. The second thing that we talked about is it's possible to have faith and yet not have that faith produce the right results, because unbelief will negate your faith. It will just completely counterbalance. It'll neutralize your faith. And so we've been talking about that. And I've been using these passages of Scripture out of Matthew chapter 17, where Jesus said, it's your unbelief that's the problem. And then he said in verse 21, howbeit this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. And he was not talking about this kind of demon, but he was talking about this kind of unbelief. So on my program yesterday, I shared, and this is just totally the way I've put it together. I don't have a verse that says this, but for the purpose of discussion, I've categorized unbelief into three different areas, because Jesus said this kind. Apparently, there's different kinds of unbelief. What are the kinds of unbelief? First of all, it's what I call ignorance, unbelief that comes through ignorance. You just don't know the truth. And if you don't know the truth, you can't be free. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So you've got to hear the Word in order to have faith. If you're ignorant of the Word, you are in a naturally disbelieve. You're going to have unbelief because you don't know the truth. So the antidote to that is tell a person the truth. The second type of unbelief is an unbelief that comes because you've been taught wrong. You aren't ignorant. You have knowledge, but it's the wrong knowledge. You've been taught that God doesn't heal today, that God did this to bless you. It's God's will that you be sick. It has the same answer, and that is you tell a person the truth, but it's harder because you've got to erase all of the unbelief that was already present through this wrong teaching before you can write the right things upon their life. But the answer is still tell a person the truth. But then there's a third type of unbelief, and this is what I was beginning to get into yesterday, and that's what I call natural unbelief. You know, I've prayed for people, and say, for instance, you know, they got a tumor or something. Let's just say a goiter. I've prayed for people with goiters on their necks, and you pray. And you know what? If you pray for a healing and then you open up your eyes, and if you don't see what you prayed for, naturally, there's going to be a thought, well, nothing happened. God hadn't touched them. Now, that's not true. I can show you instances in the Scripture, Mark chapter 11, where Jesus spoke to the fig tree and cursed it and said, no man will eat fruit of you hereafter forever. And there wasn't a single difference in that tree. But the next day, 24 hours later, the tree was dried up from the roots. That shows you that this tree died in its root system immediately, but it took about 24 hours for what had taken place below the ground to become visible to people above the ground. Likewise, when you speak to something, you can curse a sickness and disease and curse it at the roots, and that thing will be gone. But it takes a while for what has happened on the inside to come out. And so, see, you've got to get to where you aren't moved by what you see. You overcome these things. And most people struggle with this. This is the reason Jesus said you've got to have fasting and prayer to get rid of this kind of unbelief. You know, today I want to play a testimony for you. This is about Carol Odenwald. This woman had a lot of negative things in her life that did not look like her faith was working, but she was able to overcome those. Not only has she been healed and delivered, but now Carol is in Hong Kong running our Charis Bible College over there. And I tell you, it's a great testimony. So watch this testimony and receive this for yourself. Recognize that what God did for Carol, He wants to do for you.
It was the things that I had said over myself for years, the truth that I had written on my heart that was so unscriptural and so not God and so needed to be healed. My dad was a Southern Baptist preacher, and he committed suicide when I was 5 years old. And I didn't really understand his death at the time, but I know I kind of got mad at God. Got really mad at God, actually. I decided that I was going to run from God, and I was never going to let anybody have that much control to hurt me that much ever again. Growing up, I guess in my about 12 years old, I began to smoke cigarettes and run the roads, and I was a member of a roller skating club when I was in junior high, and there were two Carols in the group, and one was very small and very petite, and I was just developed. I look back on pictures now, and I wasn't fat, but I didn't, at the time, I thought I was because I was so much more developed than others, and so I even had Fat Carol put on my shirt, which managed to manifest in my life. I wanted to be, having been called fat by the kids, I wanted that control that it didn't bother me. You know, I can take this, you know. So I actually made it my banner. I lost my virginity at 13 and got pregnant at the same time. My mother had just raised 4 kids after my dad's suicide, and I couldn't see her raising another. So we decided that I would have an abortion, and I went on to use abortion as birth control several more times from between the ages of 13 and my early 20s. After high school, I began playing in bars, singing in bars. I enjoyed singing in high school and stuff like that, but especially in about 19, I started playing with a band, and I went on the road with a band and got really heavy into the drinking and drugs. And for about 19 years, I played in bars and sang and just ran from God. I had become a very good actress. All those years of playing in bars, I could put on a smile and just be Miss Sunshine, little Miss Sunshine to anything and everybody, but underlying there was always, I didn't feel like I was good enough. There was always that I wasn't loved, I wasn't wanted. There's always that you're fat, you're ugly, you're not, but none of it manifested on the outside. I didn't sit in my house and think I was gonna die, or it wasn't like that oppressive. It was just this constant underlying thing of you're not good enough, you'll never be anything. I struggled with my weight. When I was in my 20s, I gained up to about 230, 240 pounds. And then I lost it all very unhealthily, but naturally, without God, through drinking protein shakes and doing all that stuff. I think I ate 2 meals a week at the time and just drank protein drinks the rest of the time, was in the gym. I was a gym rat and all of that. And I lost the weight, but it came back because it was a heart issue. It was the things that I had said over myself for years, the truth that I had written on my heart that was so unscriptural and so not God and so needed to be healed, that I just kept gaining it back. And I got up to 290 something pounds, almost 300 pounds. I was either a very happy drunk or a very emotional crying drunk. And I had one of those old 80s, 90s headboards that had a mirror. It had a fan-like top and it had a mirror in the headboard. And I remember waking up at one point, I think it was actually in the middle of the night, and I looked up and I saw, at the time I was doing big Texas hair, you know, and we used to tease our hair in Texas in the 80s and 90s until my hair was very, very big. And I looked in the mirror and my hair was all out every which way. And I had black streaks just streaming down my face. And I knew that I was gonna die if I continued to drink and drug like I was doing. That was where I came back to meet God. I knew that my life was on a downward spiral and that I was gonna die. And even though suicide wasn't an option for me, even though I had attempted it once, it wasn't an option for me because my dad did it. And I didn't want to put my family through that. The church that I was raised in was a turn or burn kind of thing. And I didn't know there was relationship to be had. So I thought that I had to change radically to be saved. I thought, okay, I gotta give up all this. It's the rules and regulations, do's and don'ts. You gotta give up the drinking, you gotta give up the smoking, you gotta do all of this. And I thought I had to just absolutely change. I had to just flip. It was gonna be like just turning a switch. And I had to go from going this way to going this way. And obviously, with my story, that is not what happened. I did not get absolutely and totally changed immediately. It's a process. Even though I came out of the bars and came out of the alcoholism, I was still crying myself to sleep a lot. So I started attending church on a regular basis. After about a year, the piano player left and they asked me to fill in. I would actually play praise and worship and then go play in the bar. So I was still playing in bars and restaurants, but I was sober and able to remember the songs that I sang. And I would go and play at the church, and in that church and in the recovery group, I met who was soon to be my husband. I'd never had a godly relationship with a man. I don't even remember a time in my life up until just recently where I wasn't either in a relationship, coming out of one, or looking for one. And I think when we come back to the Lord, we're immediately looking for that partner, that person that we're gonna do God's will with, that we have that, especially as women, we have that little princess in us that wants the fairy tale. We want the whole gamut. Was learning the word. It was a good church. It was a good word of faith church, and I was learning a good foundation in the word, but I was trying to make things happen. It was like formulas. You do this and God will do that, and I just couldn't work the formulas. Things weren't working for me, and I was getting very frustrated. One day I was just flipping through the channels and stumbled across a guy sitting at a table in a somewhat plain shirt and a pair of jeans just talking to the camera.
And I don't know why you're watching this, but I'm convinced that there are people today that are running from God and are not serving God, not because they doubt His existence, but they have misunderstood. They've had the character of God misrepresented, and they see God as a harsh God, and they just basically feel like, you know, I'll never measure up to that standard. I don't believe that I could ever measure up, and so what's the use? And they're going the other direction, knowing that it's wrong, knowing that the end of that is destruction, knowing that there is a God. Someday they're going to be held accountable, but they just feel like that, man, I can't serve somebody who's so nitpicking, who just demands so much. They've got a total misunderstanding of the nature and the character of God.
And that really set the stage for January the 4th of 2004. I got up and I was praying in tongues. The Lord spoke to me and He said, Carol, I want you to go to Bible college. And I said, okay, Lord, I'll go to Bible college. And I started considering which Bible college to go to. Got online after hearing about Karis from Andrew and his program. And so I got online and started looking at the different courses, and my husband got on there and was looking at the different courses as well. And I said, would you like to go to Bible college? And he said, yeah, you know, I think I would. So we decided that in November of that year, we were going to attend CBC. We were leaving Florida. We were going to come to Karis Bible College. I gave 10 months notice at my job. I had become the worship leader for the church that I was in. And so it was going to be an adventure with God. We left Florida in November of 2004, came to CBC. The foundation that I learned at CBC was preparation, I know, by the Lord. He brought me here in His grace and in His mercy so that I would be firmly grounded on the Word when my life shattered. He knew that the facade was going to shatter. The party girl that I created at 13 and went through the rest of my life with, that came with me, I was still a facade. Even coming to CBC, because I was the itinerant worship leader. You know, that was my identity. The music that I played in bars, the music that I played in church was who I was. I didn't know who I was outside of all that. And coming to CBC, my world shifted in that I understood that God was loving and that He loved me even through the facade, that His grace and His mercy were there. And I learned that it was there from the beginning to the end, from the beginning of the Bible to the end of the Bible, not just the New Testament. Andrew's teaching joined it all for me. It connected all the dots in the connect the dot picture that didn't have any numbers until I came here. Andrew painted the numbers for me so I could connect the dots. And over my first 2 years, well, actually the first 3 years, it solidified in me. So that when this happened with my husband, my world shattered, all of my dreams of us being in ministry together that were of my own making, there were some that were planted in my heart by God, but what the control issues that I had painted this world and molded him into it, molded myself into it. I was playing God, basically, and didn't let him have control, especially with my heart. And so when my world shattered, all of this just shattered, I found myself firmly grounded on the foundation of the Word and God's love and mercy and grace that I'd learned through Andrew and his ministry.
But you know, when sickness has been in a person for a long period of time, it's harder to get a manifestation of the healing. Not because it's harder to cast the sickness out or to cast this spirit out or anything like that. But the problem is that when you've had a sickness for a long period of time, the sickness not only gets in your body, it gets in your mind. It gets into your emotions. It becomes a part of your personality. There are people that literally have dealt with sickness and pain and different things for so long that they see themselves that way. If they have dreams, they see themselves in a wheelchair. They see themselves unable to get around. Getting sickness out of a person's body is relatively easy, but getting sickness out of a person's mind and their emotions is pretty hard.
With all the drinking and drugging that I did, I totally wrecked my body. God has supernaturally restored my health. I came to CBC weighing almost 300 pounds, and God has supernaturally taken over 130 pounds off of me now. I had hepatitis C, which I no longer have. I was supernaturally healed of hypothyroid, diabetes, obesity, depression, effects of alcoholism. I smoked for 25 years. And I'm still able to sing, and he has supernaturally just restored everything in my body. As he was healing my heart, he did an overhaul on my body. I know that he's putting it all together for me. I'm healthier now than I feel like I've ever been in my life because of the heart healing. This was an inside out job done by God, you know, body by God, heart by God, the whole deal, and he's not done. He's not done by any stretch of the imagination. I'm still walking this out. He shows me things on a regular basis, and we move on to the next thing. I just keep crawling back on that altar and saying, okay, great physician, do your surgery. Let's get it over with. Let's get it out of the way so I can go on and do what you have for me. And we can finish this adventure together and spend eternity together. God has created us uniquely. And everybody has some form of healing that they need. Most of it deals with heart issues, whether you're a man or a woman. We all have a mask. And God wants to take that mask away and reveal who He created us to be and let others see that. Whether it's the macho guy in the monster truck or the little princess that wants her daddy or that wants her husband, that wants the prince to come riding, and he will on that white horse, come back for us and come and get me. And that's the Jesus I know. That's the love that He's given me. That's the love that He wants to give you. It's not always about being His betrothed. It's about being His bud. It's about being His friend. It's about walking with Him daily and saying, hey, Jesus, you know, not in a disrespectful way, but hey, what's up? You know, what do you want to do today? You know, do you want to go fishing? Do you want to go hunting? Do you want to hang out? Do you want to sing me a song? Can I sing you one? What do you want to do today?
The story you saw in today's program is in the God Wants You Well package. This package includes the entire God Wants You Well teaching series on your choice of CD or, as seen on TV, DVD, the God Wants You Well book, the companion study guide, the God Wants You Well booklet, and Healing Journeys Volumes 1, 2, 3, and 4. Together, the four Healing Journeys DVDs contain a total of 19 healing testimonies that will inspire your faith and help you reach out to receive all that God has for you. This package has a catalog value of $182, but today you can get these valuable resources for a gift of just $100 or more. In addition, all individual products mentioned on today's program can be ordered through our website by going to awmi.net and clicking on today's TV offer. Also, if you'd like to receive more of Andrew's teachings on healing, you can find them on the Healing MP3 drive. This easy-to-use card connects to your computer with an attached USB cable and includes over 43 hours of related teachings on healing. Purchased separately on CD, these teachings have a value of $268, but you can get them all in MP3 format on this Healing MP3 drive for a gift of $85 or more. The third audio teaching in today's series is titled, Why Isn't Everyone Healed? It's available for a gift of any amount when you write or call. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this third CD free of charge. You can use your credit card to order resources through our website at awmi.net. While you're there, you can discover more product details and download many free resources. Or you can order through our helpline Monday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. If the lines are busy, remember you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events. In the month of April, he'll be in Mobile and Birmingham, Alabama, Atlanta, Georgia, Toronto, Ontario, Detroit, Michigan, and in Chicago, Illinois. In May, he'll be in the Netherlands. And in July, he'll be in Durham, North Carolina, Washington, D.C., and in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, visit our website at awmi.net.
Charis Bible College, Colorado has been launching World Changers into ministry since 1994. World Changers like Carol Odenwald, class of 2006. After graduation, Carol became night school director of the Colorado campus and is now the director of our new Charis Bible College campus in Hong Kong. For more information, log on to awmi.net or charisbiblecollege.org. Charis Bible College, Colorado, changing lives and changing the world since 1994.
Are you satisfied with your life? Is it time for a change? Are you ready to discover God's purpose for you and how He wants to use you to change the world? Go to charisbiblecollege.org to discover 5 ways to change your life with Charis Bible College. Day school, night school, extension schools, online school, and correspondence school. Since 1994, Charis Bible College has been in the business of changing lives, and changing the lives of students from ages 18 to 88. Now at Charis Bible College, you'll discover your gifting and purpose. You'll become equipped with practical knowledge and firsthand ministry experience and be transformed by the almost too good to be true news of God's unconditional love and grace. Day students enjoy direct interaction with staff and faculty as well as guest instructors in a live classroom setting, while night school students participate in live and DVD instruction in a more intimate setting. Now, if you can't attend classes at our main campus in Woodland Park, don't despair. You can still attend Charis Bible College at any one of our many extension schools located literally around the world. Go to charisbiblecollege.org to find a location near you. Perhaps online school is more suited to your schedule or location. Well, learn in the comfort of your own home, workplace, or even your local coffee shop, working with a Charis Bible College online facilitator. If you don't have computer or access to the internet, you can take advantage of our Charis Bible College correspondence classes. Begin when you're ready and study at your own pace. 5 ways to change your life. Charis Bible College, day school, night school, extension schools, online school, and correspondence school. Check us out at charisbiblecollege.org and enroll today, or call us at 719-635-1111. If you're calling from outside the U.S., contact our U.K. office at 44-1922-473-300. Change your life and change the world.